From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The same room where sexual harassment was discussed by lawmakers in a hearing at the California State Capitol Tuesday is the same room where sexual harassment training took place earlier this year. Capitol Public Radio's Bob Moffitt reports people in the building say the current way of training is part of the Capitol's problem.
One female staffer who wishes to remain anonymous calls the current manner of training a joke because it's ineffective and because there are hundreds of people in the training at the same time. She says her harasser was one of the people in her training class. She says he asked a lot of questions, but for the wrong reasons. Quote, he was the what-if guy. Well, what if I do this? Is that sexual harassment? Well, what if I say that? Is that sexual harassment? What about this? What about that? I'm just being nice, unquote. She says she waited until after the class to approach the instructor, but before she could, her harasser got in between them. Tony Atkins is a current senator and a former assembly speaker.
It's clear that the training has to be revamped. An incident where a victim is being trained and prevented from asking a question because the harasser is in the room is clearly unacceptable. And the fact that stories are being shared almost every day now means that something isn't working.
The senator says she hopes this week's hearings at the Capitol are the start of the solution. I asked the chief administrative officer of the Assembly Rules Committee, Deborah Gravert, if any changes were planned for sexual harassment training at the Capitol. She responded with a copy of a statement from three Assembly Rules Committee members that says the hearings are being held to address that issue. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. You can hear your favorite stories or programs on demand or even stream us live with our free mobile app. Download it today at krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.